The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, we will drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. That is Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Shame on. Hey, we're going to the soundtrack. Well, today specifically, the one and only John Travolta with a little Frankie Valli. Frankie Valli and the title tune to the movie Grease, taking on the Bee Gees. Either way, John Travolta is dancing. The Bee Gees and Stayin' Alive, taking on Frankie Valli and Grease. A vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with a shot of the day. Okay, Ted versus the FCC is coming up at 4:32, but first time for a few emails for the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Jump right into the birthdays, guys. Just wanted to ask you guys to wish Logan a very happy 15th birthday. He's the oldest, so we've definitely been practicing this parenting thing on him, and he's doing phenomenal. Grades are amazing. His football career is in the right direction. Can he get a you, your girl, and your Johnson, your penis is too small, and a suck-it-up cupcake followed by Coach Ted, priming him for his driving permit in just a couple of days. Lots of love, guys. That's from Dad and from Myra.
You, your Mayra. Girl, and your Johnson.
Written test or driving test, Miles?
Driving permit, I'm assuming that involves both.
All right. Now, Coach can't help much on the written test, but just study that book. I passed it. Now, the driving test. Here's the thing. Remember the blinkers, all right? I feel like people are always losing points. They don't think about it. Come to a full stop and use your blinkers. Also, son, you're going to get that license. You're going to be 16, 17, 18, 19. It seems fun. Don't go speeding around the streets, all right? It's how people get hurt.
Logan, I'll tell you this. The one thing I remember, I don't know if they still do this or not, but they had a stop sign right at the beginning before you entered the area where you took your driving test.
Yeah.
And if you blew through that, like, okay, let's go.
Done.
They stop the car right there.
Just stop.
And you come back. And
Just stop.
You learn that, man, it's right there. It was at that point in time. I don't know if they do that trick anymore.
I don't know, but same thing with me. I mean, was the first freaking thing. And you don't feel like you should have to stop, but stop.
Because you got
to
remember, man, you're nervous. Somebody sits down beside you. You know, you want to pass this thing. You know you have the ability to physically drive. It's just pay attention to the first few moments when you start the car, put on your seatbelt, and get ready to put the car in drive. Just make sure you know that's there if it is.
And use your turn signal.
And honestly, it's Logan, right?
Yeah.
Logan, you don't want to hear this. Listen to your dad. Right? Like, if he's like, you got to go practice parallel parking one more time, just listen to him.
Yeah. Guys, today is my girlfriend Katie's 23rd birthday. I love her so much and can't wait to have an amazing year with you. How can she get Coach Ted telling her how to golf better and the Dirty Germans telling her how to be the best project coordinator? Thanks, guys. Love the show. Go.
Start with Dirty Germans?
Yeah, might as well.
All right.
Yeah, well, if you're a project coordinator, it all depends what kind of project you want to coordinate.
Typically, what I would do is lay on my back with my legs spread, and then you climb on top, and we are kind of ass to face.
Yeah, this will be tough trying to do a German doing another accent. But yeah, my apology. I forgot. I had sex with Katie, too. That's a spell show reference. They're 43. Yeah. They probably don't get it. Yeah. Nobody had sex with Katie. All right, Katie, getting better on the golf game. Number one, let's interlock our fingers. Number two, hold the club like a wounded bird. Firm enough it can't get away, but not too much that you crush it. Throw, you're going to kill that bird. Third of all, everybody likes to drive, you know, drive for show, putt for dough. All right, so if we're trying to lower the score, you know, you, Katie, look, we both know you can't control that driver. Maybe take a 3-iron off the tee. All right, fairways and two putts. That's how we're going to lower that score. Is that all right, Miles?
That's pretty accurate. I'd go 3-wood, but whatever.
Guys, just wanted to wish our youngest Walker a very happy birthday. I can't hit a freaking 3-iron for some reason a long time.
I don't know. I'm just like, well, if I can't hit my driver, I can't hit any of those woods. Mm-hmm.
Walker is a 23 today. Can we get Gollum Mike talking about the bar scene and some dad jokes for Miles? P.S. The new Miles AI is pretty good.
It is pretty good.
That from Tom and from Nancy.
I heard his golf score is lower.
Probably is.
It's Friday night, sisters. We hits the towns. You start with waters in between the beers. Don't put the ices and the urinals in your drinks. It's not good.
You imagine being a bartender and Gollum rolls up.
Jesus.
Mike, you gotta do that during a...
Double whiskey on the rocks.
You gotta get drunk and just do that to your wife.
The dirty talk.
I do, Ted.
She takes her pants off.
Jesus. A couple dad jokes.
This takes the showers.
Dad joke Friday. Here we go. Guys, did you know that female meteorologists are calling for 4 to 6 inches of snow in the Dallas area?
Oh, yeah.
Male meteorologists say 7 to 9 inches. Did you guys hear that a vandal carved a hole into the fence at the nudist colony?
No.
Police are looking into it. And a giraffe walks into a bar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Dad joke.
Dude, you know what's funny? I saw a meme the other day. It's just an airplane, and outside the window, it's just a giraffe. Look at him. Right? Just so stupid. Like, hey, dude.
Guys, listener from the Buzz Days, and today is my son Connor Johnson's 25th birthday. We're going to take him out for dinner at the Tokyo Steakhouse in Federal Way tonight.
Nice.
It is his favorite place to go by far. Also, we are the Johnsons. So can I get for him, you, your girl, and your Johnsons, some dirty Germans on being 25 years old? And, well, he'd ask for me to have Miles say something like, hooky, hooky, the house is on fire. But as a father, I love some Miles dad jokes. But if you could, maybe squeeze in both. Anyways, love you guys, and happy birthday, son. Lots of love. That from Dad.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Yeah, if I'm you and my last name is Johnson, what you do is walk around and tell people, yeah, I'm a member of Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, so the thing is, the Johnsons come with extras.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Depends how you take that.
Hucky, hucky, the house is on fire.
All right.
Dad joke Friday. Ted, what do you call a sex party on welfare? A sex party on welfare.
A sex party on welfare?
Yes.
I don't know, Miles. What do you call it?
A porgy.
Damn.
I don't write these. I got a writer.
I was trying to think of how to work in EBT.
Porgy.
Did you know, guys, that chickens die after having sex?
Really? No.
Well, the one I had sex with did.
That's foul, dude.
Ew.
What do you call a book club that only studies one book for a real, real long time?
Church.
Church.
You guys still read that book?
And did you guys hear about the leaf blower that just stopped blowing?
No.
No.
Got married.
Hi, guys.
Wow, I'm laughing. I'm not married.
Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
bitchy.
Yaz a Dirty German's brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails here. Old Macholas, longtime fan of the show today. Sadly, we had to put my beloved golden retriever, Noel, a.k.a. Dippers, down. I would always sing to her, we be all up out of this bitch in the next 80 seconds or so. She loved
it. You sing your dog.
So for the dead dog, are you willing to sing that? We be all up out this bitch.
Well, yeah, you made it kind of sad now, but sure, Jesus. Man. I'm looking up at the heavens. We be all up out this bitch.
What's Dipper, it all saying?
Dipper.
As far as our would you rather question that we did on
was that helpful or harsh?
I don't know. On Wednesday, Ola Dinosaurs, listening to the topic of the would you rather question. This was one: would you rather spend 2 weeks in the Australian outback up on a mountain range and lost?
Oh, right.
Or I believe the 8-year-old spent 5 days in an Africa wild game park.
Yeah.
Okay. He said, listening to the topic on that one, yes, everything in Australia would try and kill you. At least there are no lions and tigers in New South Wales that will eat you while you sleep. I have been up that way, and at least there are trees for shade and ways to make fire in the night. Hardest part would be keeping hydrated, as drinkable water not being hugely plentiful, and it's hard to find. Certainly beats Africa, I think, although at least you can get a Wendy's Baconator there. You can't get one of those here. Cheers, guys. That's from Aaron in Melbourne, Australia, who says, P.S., I'm coming to the United States in a few weeks for my yearly pilgrimage to Seattle. So let me know if you would like anything specific brought over, aside from the customary Cadbury crunchy chocolate for Thrill, the picnic for Ted
nice.
And Mike. Hopefully I can drop it off while I'm there. Miles, anything for you. I would like a Bloomin' Onion. I want a real, authentic Bloomin' Onion from Australia.
Me and Aaron keep in touch on some, I don't know, WhatsApp or other stuff like that. But I'll tell him, too. Throw in some Tim Tams. It's been a while since we had a Tim Tams.
Tim Tams are solid.
Tim Tams.
And it's fun to say.
Okay. All right, let's see. I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. Mike, are we playing every miss from last year since we didn't have a...
I mean, that's the last time that we had Ted versus the FCC, right?
So,
all right.
Let's go back in time.
Time. If Chuck can't cut the chunky cat, and incontinent Kent can't cut the chunky cut, who can cut a chunk from Chuck's or Kent's cut?
Three times fast.
If Chuck can't cut the chunky cat, Kent can't help but cuddle. Kendra's cute country cut continuously. Kent cuddles Kendra's country cut while she creates cute country blunt cut quilts.
Three times fast.
Kent can't help but cuddle Kendra's cute country cut continuously. Kent cuddles Kendra's country cut while she creates cute country blunt cut quilt.
2-1.
Oh. Kent can't help but cuddle Kendra's cute country cat or...
Kent can't help but cuddle Kendra's cute country cut continuously. Kent cuddles Kendra's country cut while she creates cute country blunt cut quilts.
Three times fast.
Kent can't help but cuddle Kendra's cute country cut continuously. Kent cuddles Kendra's...
Sid's sheet-filled shanty sits in the shady sheet... folding town of Schlitz Creek. Sid slides steamy sheet loads onto Sid's Schlitz Creek. Sheet shipping ship to ship to Schlitz Creek fresh steamy sheets store.
3 cents fast.
Sid's sheet filled with shanty sits in the shady sheet folding down the town of Schlitz Creek. Sid slides steamy sheet loads onto Sid's Schlitz Creek. Cat cuts cups and guzzles gum. Gum guzzling cats, cups can't keep. Cats coffee can find. Cat's coffee creeps from cat's cut. And while cat guzzles gum.
Three times fast. Jeez.
Cat cuts cups and guzzles.
All right.
Let's get it one time fast.
One more time. All right.
One at a time. Let's go, buddy.
Right, just so we just get it one time fast. Thanks, coach. Cat cuts cups and guzzles cups. Oh, gum.
I'm still just going to chew.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus.
Wow.
I mean, you didn't say it, but I'm still just to be safe.
It's not my fault. This cat is a...
That's a weird cat.
All right. Cat cuts cups and guzzles gum. Gum guzzling cats, cups can't keep cat's coffee confined. Cat's coffee creeps from cat's cut while cat guzzles gum.
3 cents fast.
Cat cuts cups and guzzles gum. Gum guzzling cat's cups can't keep cat's coffee confined. Cat's coffee creeps from cat's cut while cat guzzles gum.
One.
Cat cuts cups and guzzles.
Oh, come on.
Sixth sheet-filled shanty sits in the shady sheet-folding town of Schlitz Creek. Sid slides steamy sheet loads onto Sid's Schlitz Creek sheet shipping ship to ship to Schlitz Creek fresh steamy sheet store.
There we go. 3 cents fast.
Sid's sheet filled with shanty sits in the shady sheet-folding town of Schlitz Creek. Sid slides his steamy sheet loads onto Sid's Schlitz Creek sheet shipping ship to ship to Schlitz Creek and freemy a fresh steamy sheet store.
One.
Sid.
Ah.
Perch cunningly counts nuts on couches. While counting nuts, Kurt sits shiftly on couches counting cunning nuts.
3 cents fast.
Kurt cunningly counts nuts on couches. While counting nuts, Kurt sits shiftly on couches counting cunning nuts.
One.
Kurt cunningly counts nuts on couches. While counting nuts, Kurt sits shiftly on couches counting cunning nuts.
Two.
Kurt cunningly counts nuts on couches. While counting nuts, Kurt Cooper Cup can cut. Cooper Cup can't punt. If Cooper Cup can't make this cut, then Cooper Cup will have to punt. A dropkick punt over a five-man front.
3 cents fast.
Cooper Cup can cut. Cooper Cup can't punt. If Cooper Cup can't make this cut, then Cooper Cup will have to punt. A dropkick punt over a five-man front.
One.
Cooper Cup can Cooper.
Oh.
Cooper Cup can cut. Cooper Cup can't punt. If Cooper Cup can't make this cut, then Cooper Cup will have to punt. A dropkick punt over a five-man front.
3 cents fast.
Cooper Cup can cut. Cooper Cup can't punt. If Cooper Cup can't make the cut, then Cooper Cup will have to punt. A dropkick punt over a five-man front.
One.
Cooper Cup can cut. Cooper Cup can't punt. If Cooper Cup can't make this cut, then Cooper Cup will have to punt. A dropkick punt over five-man front.
Two.
Cooper Cup can...
Cat cuts cups and guzzles gum. Gum guzzling cats cups can't keep cat's coffee confined. Cat's coffee creeps from cat's cut while cat guzzles gum.
3 cents fast.
All right. Cat cuts cup and guzzles gum. Gum guzzling cat cups can't keep cat's coffee confined. Cat's coffee creeps from cat's cut while cat guzzles.
Oh!
Pushy Prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the porta potty to pop his pussy pimple piece. So he was a prissy pushy wussy when his pussy pimple popped.
3 cents fast.
Pushy Prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the porta potty to pop his
print. Oh! Pop that thing. All right, let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite so daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Man, we up late last night, Ted. Coming up with tongue twisters for you for a brand new year in Ted versus the FCC.
Yes.
Lo and behold, although we were up late last night, we got a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
I wish we had known.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And as you know, the listener always comes first on Ted versus the FCC or in any matter with the men's room.
Miles' words, not mine.
That's right.
Still single.
They can still have their own.
Yeah. No, I know. I can't guarantee they're first.
I see what you're saying. Okay, gotcha. This one, Ted, is a tongue twister. I said it earlier. I think we're going to hear this one for a couple weeks.
Okay.
I might be wrong. I hope I am. But I think that this is a kind of a tough one. It's short and sweet and to the point. But it goes something like this. Short city Shelly sits and shy city Shirley sits while sipping city Schlitz and petting fat Chuck Futtbuck. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is one time through, then three times fast.
Wow. All right. Short city Shelly sits and shy city Shirley sits while sipping city Schlitz and petting fat Chuck Futtbuck.
Three times fast.
Short city Shelly sits and shy city Shirley sits while sipping city Schlitz and petting fat Chuck Futtbuck.
One.
Short city Shelly sits and shy city Shirley sits while sipping city Schlitz and petting fat Chuck Futtbuck.
Two.
Short city.
Ah, I knew it. I knew it. So close.
I knew it.
Happy. Start out with a loss in 2025.
You don't have to say it like that.
Versus the FCC. 0-1. Plenty of time to catch up.
Yeah.
With a loss. Oh, don't worry. We got a shot coming up for you. We'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. That's coming up next.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so coming up in just minutes, we will drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, thank you, Miles. A new study says the key to good parenting.
Uh-oh.
Humor.
Well, sure.
Can't say I disagree with that. I don't know the key, but...
It is a key.
Correct.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a janitor's list of keys.
Also, there's nothing more satisfying than you know you cracked your kids up.
Oh, absolutely.
As far as an audience is concerned, you make friends laugh and everything else. But, man, sure. If you can get your kids to think you're funny, it's an awesome feeling.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen very often for me, but I try.
Really? Even when I'm pissed off at them, I try to save. I know I'll have one joke that I can include in whatever I'm yelling at them about. You know what I mean? Just like I don't hate you. I'm just angry kind of thing. So as you're going through it and they get all, you know, the lip quiver, the kind of teary eyes and all that. And they understand your position, but I'll always put one funny thing in there just to kind of remind them, you're in trouble. You're not going to die.
Right.
You know, we're not taking out the bad. Yeah. I want to kill you, but I'm not.
Right. Right. Sorry about that. Okay. The hygiene company Native is partnering with Dunkin' to bring you a lineup of donut-themed personal care products.
Hmm.
We're talking cool.
Deodorants, shampoos, conditioners,
body
washes.
So you can be attacked by flies and other insects.
I like her because she smells like a glazed donut.
Just in case
you know when you say it like that, Ted, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, it would help.
Just in case you wanted to smell like a strawberry frosted, vanilla sprinkle, blueberry cobbler, or Boston cream.
Oh, I've got this stuff.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, wash with their body wash.
Native stuff?
Mm-hmm. What is it? What are you smelling? What flavor are you going for?
I think right now I'm mint and eucalyptus.
See, here's what's going to happen, man.
Or something like
that. You're going to meet a cannibal that's like, I'm trying not to eat people, but Miles smells edible.
Smells great.
I'm a clean comfort guy.
Nice.
Oh, sea salt and cedar is what I got right now.
Okay.
Who has never wanted to smell like sea salt
and
cedar?
It's like a tree that fell in the ocean, you see.
So you smell like an aquatic hamster cage.
You smell like it, like normal tide? I hope not low tide.
That's an oyster.
All right.
Do they offer options? Low tide.
Like,
low tide.
Oh, yeah.
No, man. Low tide.
That's bottom end.
Macy's is launching a quote-unquote bold new chapter strategy.
Aren't they closing 60 stores?
It includes shutting down 66 locations
that
nationwide.
That is corporate speech.
Jesus.
This is our bold new chapter.
We're losing money and closing locations, but instead of saying we're failing, they call it a strategy.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that next time I break up with somebody.
My bold new strategy.
Yeah. No, listen, this is an opportunity for you.
You can now date other people without me ever getting upset. I'm not breaking up with you.
And I don't have to pay for those dinners.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's my bold
you should look
strategy.
At this as an opportunity. Oh, not like the company's effing me.
Right.
Copy.
It's an opportunity.
This is your opportunity to spread your wings.
Yeah. Let's see if somebody will date you. I'll leave that part out.
Now your resume's good.
Tell the new boyfriend to call me. I'll give him a heads up.
Oh, you can use me as a reference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I'd be more than happy. Let him know everything. That would be wild.
That would be weird to call, if somebody called you like, I'm going to marry her. What's I got to know what happened.
Hey, bro.
At the end of the day, I think I just like, I don't know. It just didn't work out between us. I mean, I don't hate her.
Right. That's always always stupid about references, right? Because like, they ask you to provide them. Like, who is going to put someone down as a reference? It's like, he's a douchebag.
Correct.
Like, I promise you, if you call this person as a reference that you ask me to provide, I am wonderful.
Right.
Put it this way, they're going to lie to you.
Absolutely. Gen X has shown a noticeable attitude shift about their willingness to work.
Being a good shift or a bad shift?
A bad shift. Apparently, they're over it. They're burned out. They don't want to work anymore. And there's 100 reasons why, and I've got a lot of them.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 reasons Gen X doesn't want to work anymore. Us Gen Xers are typically described as being resourceful and independent. Traits partly stemming from our latchkey childhoods. We're often described as being cynical. This, of course, can be attributed to the economic and societal tumult we experienced as children and young adults. Or maybe it's just that we had to adapt to a life living in the shadows of the parents who didn't hug us enough. Or the mistakes we thought we were rectifying when we overcorrected by nurturing and coddling our offspring, turning them into whiny little bitches. Positive Friday.
Damn.
It oozes out of him.
It does.
Positivity.
He's just happy. Number 10 on the list of the reasons why Gen X doesn't want to work anymore. They say healthcare is too expensive. Says without the resources and affordable avenues to take care of their health, many are struggling with the feasibility of returning to an office every day.
We're no different than any other generation as far as the cost.
That means it's getting a little bit worse because you get all the private equity.
Does it increase as you get older?
I would think so, just because you're dipping into it more.
I'm not sure. It just seems like every year it goes up. So I don't know if that's just
system. Ain't gonna go down.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, that's
like college tuition.
But your car insurance goes down as you get older.
Sure.
And then it goes back up again as you get older.
Yeah. Good point.
Get a little dip there, but
you know. But I'm looking at as far as the healthcare system goes, I'm not dipping into it that much.
You know, everyone tries not to. Right. That's the whole thing about insurance. It's like it's the only thing that I openly spend money on that I do not want to have to use.
Right.
I want to use my electricity. I want to put gas in my vehicle. I don't want to have to use insurance, but I will give you the money anyway.
I can go 5 to 6 times and still not hit my deductible.
Yeah.
So I'm still going to pay for half the year no matter what. They might get me on the back end a little bit.
Right.
But for the first half of the year, I'm paying everything.
You're still paying for it.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. They're struggling to keep up with technological changes.
I mean, that's fair. I would feel like if you're in one job, they kind of teach you what you need to know as you go along.
Says alongside general specialization of skills in the workplace, many Gen Xers feel exhausted by the continual need to learn and relearn new technological skills and practices in their positions, especially in industries like healthcare and tech.
Sure.
The ever-evolving landscape of new technologies is impossible to escape. Many even feel pressured to learn new technologies, no matter how comfortable they are in their current roles, simply to maintain an edge of competitiveness amongst troubling job market.
Yeah, it does make sense.
You know,
our job's a little different, but Mike, I mean, you have to keep up with all that crap.
Absolutely.
Right? What, every year and a half or so, we quote unquote update whatever you've been doing.
Right.
All right, Mike, everything you've learned, get it out of your head. We're going to provide the exact same product, but we do it this way.
And the problem is there's always somebody right behind me who's been working with the new stuff, and they already know it. So it's like, now I'm playing catch up. As you keep on going, that you're fighting a losing battle because things continue to change. You don't remember what you're supposed to let go of and what you're supposed to hang on to. Right. I don't blame them for a second.
I think Gen X is tough, too. It's like there's a generation kind of in between that and the boomers.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Gen X is the first one where it's like, oh, it is completely changed. Like, we're going to have to work a long time.
Right.
And you're also the first generation where the technology changed significantly. Because I always argue my parents grew up playing records. I grew up playing records. Maybe my vinyl was a better quality. Maybe the needle on the turntable was better, but we all played records.
Right.
When you fast forward, it's like, no, music just exists in the air now. You know what I mean? It's just stuff like that. We still got our TV from the same networks. We had better TVs, but we're the first generation where you're like, okay, well, TV is anything that you can put on your TV, which is pretty much anything you want to put. There were no, our phones were the same. We went from rotary, we had push button, but I mean, everything changed.
Reasons why Gen X doesn't want to work anymore, they're having to work multiple jobs. Instead of finding comfort and financial peace in the promise of one career-long corporate job, as many were promised in their adolescence and even thought that they'd be found in early adulthood, many Gen Xers are forced to manipulate their spending habits and get second and third jobs just to get by.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
They're tired of battling debt and money stress. Theoretically, our bills fuel us to work, but in a culture and economy that's growing more financially unstable and inequitable, it's not surprising that many Gen Xers are feeling unmotivated by going to work on the basis of achieving a realistic financial goal.
But what's that? I understand that, and it makes sense. It can be frustrating and all that, right? But what is the alternative?
Correct.
Because if I'm not working, then I have no source of income.
Right.
I'd rather be where I am now, where I'm just frustrated, where my income has to go based on jacking up cost and all this kind of thing, based on nothing other than they can. But I'm better off than I would be if I just said, F it.
Right.
I'm not working.
They're struggling with being caretakers. As the new quote-unquote sandwich generation, they're more likely than other age groups to simultaneously be the caretakers for their older parents and teen or young adult children. As more people struggling financially, Gen X's parents are living longer, and while care facilities and extra help have become financially inaccessible, the burden of care and support falls primarily on their shoulders. And when you're thinking about it as well, you know, the sandwich generation, so they're taking care of their parents, which was kind of always expected. You're going to have to take care of your parents at some point. Meanwhile, their kids are not able to
leave the freaking house.
Right. So they're taking care of everybody. They're housing everybody. Like, well, shoot, man.
That's a very U.S. thing, though, because so many countries are just multi-generational by nature. Of course you live in grandma's house, because that's just what you do. And the kids, you know, you got 3 to 4 generations living in one house. Right. I just think our cost of living is so high is the difference.
Reasons Gen X doesn't want to work anymore. They're feeling forced to into learning new skills and specializations, as we were talking about before. The job market grows more competitive and specialized across industries. Many mid-career Gen X workers are being forced to unlearn and recommit themselves to entirely new sets of skills. Things that they went into work are now obsolete, or they've been turned into, you know, mechanical jobs, computer jobs, AI jobs, whatever it is. Whatever it is that your career was 30 years ago, it doesn't exist anymore.
Correct. See, they're not listening to Yoda, who said, "You must unlearn what you have learned." Oh, you loved it in the movie, but when it applies to you, it's different now.
They say they're battling age bias. A survey from Chartered Management Institute suggests that many corporate firms and companies are much more likely to hire younger workers than older ones, putting Gen Xers at a disadvantage for promotions and new jobs in the event of a layoff.
To be fair, that is true of all generations that have ever come to pass.
Right. You want the young new one.
That's exactly it.
Who's the kid that you can train up into what you need as far as a company goes versus the old salt who kind of is set in the way that they want to go about doing things.
Look at it like Leonardo DiCaprio. If he breaks up with a girl, he's not going to go after someone older.
Right. Exactly. Reasons why Gen X doesn't want to work anymore, they're financially discouraged by traditional retirement goals, as Ted was saying. According to a recent Wealth Watch survey, nearly 70% of Gen Xers believe that they'll retire later than expected, largely due to unexpected financial burdens and new age barriers. Despite reaping the fruits of the promises that they were told, the hard work, loyalty, and long hours would usher them into the financial success in later life, many Gen Xers are still facing unfortunate barriers.
Yeah, sure.
It was lies.
Of course,
it's all
doggone
lies. Well, no, work as hard as you can. Be loyal to the company.
Well, it's hard to motivate people when you tell them the truth.
That's right.
I mean, that's whatever you tell your kids, whatever you tell your employees, it's like, well, you know, you're putting a little shine on that turd over there. Yeah, truth is, you're going to work a long time and get nothing out of it. Like, that's not a sales pitch. I might be true, but that is no way that's
But at some point, you're honest with your kids. You're honest with, like, if I'm coaching a team, I'm going to be honest with them. You know what I mean? It's not always positive. Like, we lost today because of our own.
Right.
So I'm just saying, sometimes with the corporate speak, it's like, you can't shine this one. So to stop, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, at a certain point,
we understand.
It's like somebody lying to you constantly. It's like, well, then I believe nothing you say.
Mm. Right. You're just slowly pushing the knife into my gut. Just get it over with, dude. Just stab me already.
I'm just one of those people, like, if you're going to F me, just like, look, all right, we're effing you over.
Right.
Okay.
Over. Sorry. I was like, hey, what you doing?
Right? As opposed to like, oh, no, it's this or that or frickin' lying.
Mm-hmm. Reasons Gen X doesn't want to work anymore. Number two, they want to prioritize their personal time.
Sure.
Although they largely grew up in corporate world fueled by long hours, the grind, and an overbearing sense of loyalty, they also watched the consequences of burnout take a toll on their parents and families. This crafted a need for work-life balance and a prioritization of personal time early in their careers, something many people are still battling to achieve today.
And cars are expensive.
You're damn right. You're damn right.
Oh, right, Jimmy, started on gas, Mike.
And then this is the number one reason that Gen X doesn't want to work anymore, and it's basically a culmination
of
everything that we talked about. Close. They're burned out.
Well, yeah.
While many other generations of workers are experiencing the consequences of burnout, like isolation, loneliness, depression, and fatigue, Gen Xers seem to be struggling at the heightened rate. Often balance dual roles of leader and employee at their jobs, they ironically struggle to both bond and be taken seriously by their peers, contributing to added stress and resentment. In fact, a report from Medscape states that Gen X workers, especially in the healthcare industry and adjacent sectors, are more likely to experience burnout than people in other age groups in similar roles. With larger pressure to juggle family responsibilities, long hours, and a diversification of workplace roles, Gen Xers often have more on their plates than everybody else when it comes to finding the perfect work-life balance.
I think you also got to be realistic sometimes, right? Like, my brother is a principal. There is some teachers. He's like, man, there's a couple of them that are awesome dudes. He's like, but he's like, I'm the principal. I'm the boss. He's like, I can only hang out with them a certain amount.
Right.
Right.
You know?
Which is like, weird, right? Think about it.
He's like, it's my job to be the hammer.
Right. A couple in Florida stole from a local dollar store using a rather brilliant method. Miles?
What was that method?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are on the way at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today's shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Raven Brewery. And thank you, D. Ted Smith, for sending this lovely story my way.
Hey, no problem. I read it. That's it.
Hey, man, have you heard about so-and-so? No, it's coming your way. Today, we toast an unidentified man from Samambaia, Brazil. Now, today's honoree, he's a farm worker, and it's past Tuesday night. He and a co-worker, they had a late night of drinking on the farm. Well, the following morning at 5 a.m., our honoree, he milked two cows before joining his co-worker and the farm owner for breakfast. Well, after breakfast, our honoree, he returned to collect even more milk. And when he failed to return, the co-worker became concerned, and he went out looking for him. And that's when he found him lying face down, unconscious, next to one of the cows. Well, he rushed to his friend's aid, rolling him onto his back. And that's when he realized that his friend's pants were unzipped and that he was wearing a condom. I'll let you do what we call the bestiality math on that one. Apparently, the cow kicked him because it was not into his advances. Anyway, paramedics tried to revive him, but to no avail. My man was pronounced dead at 6:35.
Wow. Yeah. By a cow kick.
A cow. They're speculating it was a cow kick based on the damage to his body. But again, when you roll your buddy over, he's got a condom on, there's only him and a cow, you do the math. Side note, Ted and I were both like, you want to have sex with the cow and you actually had the presence of mind to put on a condom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm just saying, like, people sometimes go, man, I don't have one. Like, F it. We'll see what happens.
Oh, he's ready.
He's like, hey, man, you know, safety first. But yeah, he is passed in the worst way possible.
Wow.
So let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in. Okay, enough from you. To party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
And this is your fault.
Jam on. We did soundtracks this week on Sit and Spin, so we took a couple of the big ones. That would be Frankie Valli in Grease, BG Staying Alive, to a John Travolta movies. How was the voting there, Mike?
It was not even close at all, Miles. It was a 25-75 split on this one. And Frankie Valli's looking kind of like he did in that video that I showed through.
Uh-huh.
He's just not making it happen.
Little BG. We're going to win a BG win. Welcome to the weekend, Macholas. You're listening to The Men's Room, 99.9 KISW Seattle.